I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
O-M-F-G. Well, hello.
Happy birthday.
Oh, no. Oh, no, we're not doing that.
It's so awkward. Her face is making weird faces.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Well, thank you.
You're just a birthday delight.
Oh, well, that is so kind.
I'm so happy to be with you.
I chose to spend my day with you because it is one of my favorite things.
Me too.
And this podcast is one of my favorite things. I love you too.
And you're just a delight in my life.
Ugh. Same. Thank you. This is like getting weepy.
Thank you for being you, and thank you for having another birthday. And please have more.
Thank you. I'll try my darndest.
Stay with us.
Hope you can hear this, God.
Yeah. Let's stay here on Earth. Thank you.
So today we have in Arden Rose. She is a young YouTube lady who likes to post things, as we know and love. We love them. Yeah. And she is going to kind of talk to us about some things that she thinks are over. Over and
out.
Done.
And Arden has like a nice big following to her.
She does. She's reached over a million, which is extraordinary. And we hope that her numbers continue to grow.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet her. We've watched a couple of the videos, and I like her.
Yeah, she's great. But if you like her, you'll also love us. Please follow us on Twitter at OMFGpod and send us a note. We love notes.
What was that that perfume? If you like Giorgio, you'll love. It was like some bootleg.
It was the knockoff.
Yeah. It was like Giugino. And it was a spray. And I bought every one of them.
I was like, ooh. Ah.
So and I was like, I'm faking everyone with this smell.
Totally. That's like us.
Yeah.
All right. Let's bring her in.
Great.
O-M-F-G. Welcome, Arden.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm so excited to be here. There are beautiful Danishes on the table.
Ooh.
Everything's
so nice. Can I say for why?
Why?
Well, sure.
It's Emily's birthday today.
Is it really?
It is. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like you're my present.
Oh, my. That's the worst present that could ever be given.
I'll take it.
Okay. Cool with that, then.
Yeah, we wouldn't have done the podcast on your birthday in general, except for the fact that we had such a great guest. Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet of you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for making you work on your birthday.
Please,
I'll make this
joy.
As enjoyable as possible. I promise.
So those are birthday danishes you're seeing right there.
They're please eat them. Please eat all of them.
I would. However, I am vegan.
Vegan.
So
there's a banana.
Isn't everyone vegan now, though?
Do you want a banana?
I'm good. I don't have to have the banana.
I bought it this morning at Starbucks. And I went up to the counter and I put it on the counter and he goes, is that it? And I just started laughing. Like, what if I just went to Starbucks to buy a banana?
To grab a banana.
I was like, really, dude? No.
I never thought about that. Because I guess Starbucks is always the in-and-out place. You go in to grab a snack and then you leave, or a coffee. But it would be really weird to just buy bananas.
It'd be so weird.
What if you bought your groceries exclusively at Starbucks?
Like, I think I would feel sad about the rest of my day if I had bought nothing else there.
Right.
But
just
the
like
banana.
Went in and got your one
sad
piece.
Slightly browned banana.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What? Is that? Yeah.
Do
you think I'm older or younger? Because I get both.
I think you seem older in your essence.
My core.
In your core.
Okay. Got it.
You don't seem like a goofy ass 20-year-old the 3 seconds we've had together.
That's sweet of you. I didn't go to college, so that probably has part of it. I'm not in that college state of constantly just being
That's
a crazy person.
So wait, you because you don't, you're like successful. You're a successful woman already.
I don't know about that. Am I called a woman now? I'm a woman now, aren't I?
I gave it to you.
I'm out of
you.
Have you
your,
did it.
You have your stuff together. I'm assuming.
Oh, thank you.
I'm making assumptions.
I mean, kind of.
Okay, so who are you?
Who am I?
Like, why are you so successful? What do you do?
Well, I'm a YouTuber, which is like a thing that you can actually say now without people going, oh, you're a joke, which is good. Yeah, I have 1.3 million subscribers on my YouTube channel.
Ding, 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 ding. That's a bananas number.
I'm ringing your victory bell.
Thank you. Yeah. The funny thing is, and I'm not even trying to be self-deprecating here, it's really not anymore. They say there are over 1,000 channels that have 1 million subscribers. So, like, I'm just one in 1,000.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem like that many.
That's true, I guess.
When you think of the amount of channels out there and the amount of verticals there are.
Ooh, we're getting real technical with the verticals.
Look, we can handle it. We can roll with you.
I love it. You guys get the analytics side.
What is your vertical?
My vertical. You know, I don't really know.
Okay.
Mine, it used to be very, like, heavily beauty fashion, like, that side of things. Mm-hmm. And now I would say it's a little bit more vlog style and kind of, am I allowed to curse on here, by the way? Whatever the fuck I want.
Okay.
Great. Yeah,
it's just kind of like, it's,
you're doing you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I uploaded yesterday a 9-minute video of me doing nothing, so.
How'd that go?
It was great. The response wasn't bad. It's never bad,
So you're in, then, like, a crowd with, like, a Grace Helbig. In that, like, I post whatever I want.
Yeah, sort of. I wouldn't say I'm as, like, comedy as Grace's, because she's really good. Like, she's really good. And I'm just, like, the one that doesn't script things out, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, she's the one that'll take time to do everything, and I'm the one that goes, well, there's a camera. Like, I'll do something.
So in a 9-minute video where you do nothing, what do you do during that nothing?
I'll explain. Mm-hmm. So, my video title is Long Distance Sucks, and it's me traveling from London to
back.
Yeah,
to
but
your
I'm
home.
Yeah, but I'm not really talking the entire time. It's mostly just clips of me looking miserable.
So you're on a plane, you're shooting yourself. Yeah. You're waiting in the waiting room shooting yourself.
Exactly.
You're getting a bite to eat.
So it's 9 minutes of agony.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And then then there's like hope and you know, happiness, because when I get home I find out one of my plants didn't die, which I was totally expecting.
Yeah.
I was like, that thing's dead. It's dead and gone.
Oh, well, to be 20 and even try to keep a plant alive is huge. So congratulations.
Again, this just is to your success. I mean, you're very successful. You're keeping plants alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's huge.
Oh, my God.
For 20, I mean, like, honestly.
I still kill my
plants. I don't even try. I don't even try.
You don't?
See? I don't even try.
So what do you do? Just buy new ones?
I don't. I have no
no plants.
Life.
I'm going to buy you a plant.
Really?
Succulents.
I had a, yeah, well. Thank you. I'll take it.
I kill a lot of succulents, though. So
really?
Yeah.
Mine just molds sometimes. That's my problem.
Overwatering.
So the night. Okay, so you do this video and you put some music underneath it.
I don't think there's even music underneath it.
Oh, wow.
I'm one of those.
You go raw.
Yeah. Ooh, I go raw.
Okay.
No, like my other videos, if I'm putting a lot of effort into them, they'll have videos and title sequences and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But if I feel like I'm just doing a vlog where I'm showing my day, as weird as it sounds, it feels disingenuous to put music and make it more glamorous than it actually is. Because you find that daily vloggers tend to do that, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's just like another mode of making videos. But I like doing it very raw.
So when you're at the airport and you're sitting in the lobby and you're
filming yourself.
Yeah.
How does that go?
Now, like 4 years ago, I've been doing this since I was 14, by the way. So this is something.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been doing
it for real comfortable.
Yeah. It's been too long. Before, it would have been one of those things where I'm like, is anyone around? Is anyone making odd eye contact with me? And now it's like, I just don't give a fuck. If someone's looking at me filming something, too bad, because I'm doing this for my audience. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I need content. So there you go. Done.
Right.
But yeah, it can be a little weird. Or it'll be weird. You know what? This has happened to me before. I was filming in an airport and one of my subscribers came up but didn't say anything and just walked in the back of my video. And I ended up like not putting that in the clip.
Why? That's the best.
I know. Well, I was like maybe, but then I thought it was kind of a little bit creepy. So I was like, okay. They commented on that vlog that I posted.
They're like, where was I at?
Yeah. They were like, did you not include me in the thing? And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just thought it was really weird of you.
You're like, you creeped me out.
Yeah. So
I feel like I want to see that personally.
I should send it on over to you guys. But the thing is, she did it for like 10 minutes. It wasn't like a 2-segment, like, woo. It was like, I'm going to my terminal. And someone's still behind me. Didn't recognize it. Yeah, it was one of those.
What do these people who follow you, your followers, what are they responding to? What do they want to talk about? Do they send you ideas? Like, what kind of relationship do you feel you have with them?
I have a pretty good relationship with my subscriber base.
Really?
Yeah, most of the time, well, it depends. Like, I didn't post a lot over the summer because I'm, like, a lazy fuck and I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I was traveling a lot, too, and I just didn't really feel like doing that much because you just never get a break as a YouTuber. Anyone in entertainment can kind of feel that, where it's, like, you're just a year-round job. You're never, like, getting off ever. You have to, like...
But you're setting your own schedule.
Yeah, but then you feel, like, the pressure to stay. Because everyone else is staying
relevant
on it.
And on it.
Yeah, so you have to be doing the same. And if you're not, you... Wow. That's the sound of someone going down. There's a lot of pressure in that. So I had a little bit of a dip over the summer. And then I was like, guys, what do you want to see? In one of my videos, I was just like, what do you want to see? And I screenshotted all the comments that I thought were like viable video ideas.
Yeah.
They're all in a folder. If I'm ever like, I don't know what to do, I pull from that folder. They get exactly what they want because they legitimately asked for it.
Yeah,
That's what I've been doing lately, and it's been working.
So a couple more. Can we have – I'm sorry. Just two more examples of – so you have the video of, like, you and just getting your travel day. Uh-huh. What other videos could we find?
Okay, so my one before that was an everyday makeup routine, which was really fun.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Great makeup. Like, you have very little on right now. Is this an everyday?
This is an everyday. This
it
is
looks
what you
beautiful.
Would see.
You have great skin. You do.
You know what? This took years. This took years. What? I had terrible
She's
acne.
Poking at it.
I'm poking because this is my hormonal acne was crazy when I was younger. So now I'm just like hyper aware of my skin. Mm-hmm. You know what you need to do? Go get Korean beauty products. They have the best skincare ever.
Like Shiseido?
Yes.
Okay.
Shiseido. How are you saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I've just seen it.
But sheet masks are the bomb. But yeah, okay, so everyday makeup routine.
Okay, like sheet masks.
Yeah.
Like that's, we're learning that today.
Oh, that's a learn. If you want to learn something,
no.
Sheet masks.
Go on. Tell
what
us everything.
Okay. Putting a sheet of something over your face.
Pretty much. No, okay, so here's the thing. I've been exploring this a little bit, and I think I might make a video about it. So this could be a precursor conversation.
Okay. You guys, this just in, you heard it here first. Arden Rose's next video is going to be about sheet masks.
My ears are motherfucking percutting.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now?
Tell me more.
Okay, I will. So they're really weird because, well, they're not weird, but they're cool. So sheet masks, they're those masks that you see when people put them on. It looks like they're trying to start a mummy costume.
Yes, with the eyes cut out.
Yeah,
yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Nose holes, mouth hole. But it's very, it almost looks a little BDSM-y. You're like, okay, this is weird, but I'm going to go with
it. People do that. And they post the Instagrams.
Yep.
I've seen this.
Because I did this on Twitter.
I don't know that I have. Like, I'm in.
Okay, we'll find a photo for you. But they're normally like kind of a thin white cloth mask.
Yes.
And then they're soaked in like an essence. Like think like for the American, it would be like putting on a toner.
Okay.
Like, you know, you put on toner before your moisturizer.
I mean, I don't, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't either. But
I feel like toner is bullshit. But yeah.
Right?
I don't
Unless
know what it is.
It's supposed to be like
about.
Serums that would make your skin do well. Like, it's like good for you things.
Right.
But sheet masks do it right because they're soaked in it. And then you leave it on your face for 20 minutes. So it just
gets it.
Can you sleep in it?
You can't. Okay, I learned this from someone who was a Korean beauty expert. Stephanie, thanks for teaching me
Thank
this.
You, Stephanie.
Shout out. Thanks, Steph. If you leave it on longer, the cloth dries out, so it sucks the moisture out because so it's a reversal. You have to keep it on for a certain amount of time or, you know, it doesn't work.
Follow instructions, everyone.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
their first lesson in sheet masks.
Yep, but the cool thing about sheet masks is there's like a ton of different weird, I don't know what to call them, like kinds or flavors.
What's
I always
want to
say flavors. There's one that's snail essence.
Ew.
Stop. I'm not kidding when I say this is an actual thing. You can look it up. It's snail essence, and it's like the slime from a snail.
Oh my gosh.
Put on a mask. I use it all the time.
Snail
Does it
essence?
Smell bad?
It smells so fresh. It doesn't smell like anything.
Okay.
It's not like they take a garden snail and smear it on a cloth and slap it on your
God, that's what I'm imagining.
No.
Barfing in my mouth.
Definitely not.
But
that.
I will tell you, if you said like jasmine, I would have been like, yeah, I might. Probably not get this, but if it's snail essence, I'm fucking in because I want that dirty, like it makes it feel like it's gonna do something.
Yep. It's so weird. It
like
has
if
to
it
do
was
something.
Like horse pheromones, I'd be like, yes.
Bring
you know
it
what
on.
I mean? So snail essence is like,
Nailed
okay, so
it.
Where do we get this?
I think you can get them prettyandcute.com. That's a legitimate site. You can get stuff from there that has sheet masks.
Great.
It's very
How much?
Pretty and cute. They're like $8 or something like that. You can get a pack for like $10.
Yes.
And they're awesome. There's another one called Bird Nest. And you're like, oh, this must be like a concoction of like weird stuff. That's why they call it bird nest. No, it's because in Japan, the swallows in Japan, the males spit on the bird nest and create a nest.
There's so much learning.
I know, right? I figured this out. Uh-huh. And I was like, wow. So they take that essence. Right. I love the word essence. They take that essence and they make a mask out of the swallow spit.
Do we have, and I hate to ask, but is there like a jizz version of this
that I'm sure
out of curiosity.
Okay. I think that's called
bukkake. It's not that I want to put it on my face, but I kind of do. And I don't know why. It's just speaking to me.
Okay. You know, I'm not really sure. I'm sure there's a porn equivalent.
Right. No, I just
I'd rather have a baby urine.
Yeah. I want that. I want that.
That's right. Better.
I want that. Mm-hmm.
Stem cells.
Right? Yeah. Yep. Something.
Placenta.
Sperm, I don't feel like is going to really bring my youth back.
No. Okay. Sperm's good for your teeth, but other than that, not really.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Wait. Oh, this is not like I know this personally, but
what
I know
is
this. What? No, on the internet.
We are in a weird vertical.
Are we? Is that okay? Is that okay?
Right?
Okay, because I've spent way too much time on the internet. Like I said, I've worked on the internet since I was 14.
Yeah, you know things.
You learn a lot. No, it's something like there are 10 calories in a teaspoon of cum. And on top of that.
Writing it down.
Yeah, I'm giving you the nutritional facts. On top of that, it's full of vitamin D. Or vitamin C. I can't remember which one, but one of them strengthens your enamel. Huh. So it's good for your teeth. Give it a little gargle. You know?
I mean, just a rinse at least.
Yeah. I know.
Swish it around.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Okay. I've been wondering why I've had so many dental problems.
I see.
You know?
Here's your prescription.
Yet I haven't had a cavity in years, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Damn, girl. You're sassy.
Well, I don't know if that's a good thing.
Arden, do you talk about this on your... Is this why you have 1.3 million followers?
I think I allude to things, but I think if you go on my socials, I'm a lot more like liberal-minded than on my videos. Because that has less of a large young audience.
Right. They can't sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I can say whatever I want anywhere else.
Great.
You know, it's a little troublesome.
So funny. Okay, so we have a couple rapid-fire questions for you.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Laptop or phone?
Laptop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Etsy or Pinterest?
Ooh. Etsy?
Right.
Yeah.
Drake or Kanye?
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Do I really have to choose?
Yeah.
Fuck. My boyfriend's going to kill me. Drake?
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Kanye.
No. Are you sure you went with Drake?
I don't know.
Are you changing it because of your boyfriend?
Well, I don't know. You know, Kanye just hasn't had some great stuff out lately.
So it's Drake.
I'm waiting for Swish. So, yeah. Okay, Drake. Drake. I'll say it, Drake.
Great.
Gomez or Swift?
Swift.
Right.
Yeah. We knew that one.
Yeah, we just wondered.
Is that one, you know?
I'm going to ask this for Deanna.
Okay. This is via me.
Tampons or pads?
Oh, what? Tampons. Wait, why?
That was your original question, and I said that we should throw in a diva cup.
Oh, okay.
A diva cup. Who uses the diva cup?
Oh, see? Apparently
no one. Do either of you use the
diva
cup?
Not yet.
I don't.
Okay. I'm scared because I don't want to have to – I have vasovagal. I'm scared of blood. So the idea of just pouring, like, a cup of my own blood doesn't sound very fun.
Well, it's not really blood if that makes you feel better.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like menstrual stuff. It's just gross. It's not like
I'm not like pricking my uterus every, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a skin sheet?
Oh,
sure there
we're
is.
Not going there.
I'm like going to throw up. That's cool.
Oh, my God.
I'm menstruating right now if you'd
Me
like
too.
To try.
Oh, my
God. I actually was last faces. Week. I'm on the tail end. Guys,
it makes perfect sense that we all moon cycle together.
So what was the answer?
Tampons.
Okay. So we watched your adorable post where you drew the roses all over yourself for the celebration of a million followers, which is great.
Oh, thank you.
You were kind of naked-ish.
Oh, I was pretty much naked.
Pretty much naked.
But you had nude-colored bra and underwear on.
Yeah, just so I didn't have to, like, blur things.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to do that.
Who was that artist?
Her name on Instagram is Julie Hazit.
And she does paints.
She has it.
She has it,
man. Yeah.
She does a great job. She does beautiful paint body paints. That's her, like, thing. And then I really wanted to collaborate with her again on another video. But we just haven't gotten around to it yet.
It'll
you just
come.
Reminded me. I need to write that down. But, yeah, that was a very cold shoot. We were shooting in a garage that was open. And it was, like, springtime. Or right around winter. And Yeah, cold paint plus cold wind plus accidentally getting an iced coffee was, like, just not a good combination.
No, you were cold.
Yeah. So, case in point, cold.
And, you know, in the beginning of that video, you're talking about your best friend that you grew up with and she moved away.
Mm-hmm.
And it just – it really made us think about, like, what best friends mean now in the digital age, because all of that really changes. And actually, that's one of the reasons why Deanna and I started this podcast. We were talking to someone who was like – yeah, you know, I have a lot of friends from Twitter. Like, we just, we talk to each, but we haven't met in real life. And I'm like, I'm sorry?
Yeah, like, really, but like friends, friends? And like, she said, yeah, no, she's my best friend. And we were like, so confused, you know?
Yeah, no, we see that a lot with like conventions. When we go to places like VidCon.
Who's we?
YouTubers.
Okay.
So if we go to a convention, we have a meet and greet. We'll find that there are huge groups of girls that are all hanging out together.
That are meeting.
That have just met. And they'll tell us that, like, sometimes they'll come up in groups in case they're, like, nervous to, like, meet someone or whatever. They'll come up and they'll be like, oh, yeah, we, like, met all this year. They'll be like, we met, like, 2 years ago at a convention. Now we go every year together.
Oh,
like,
wow.
But they meet from Twitter. Like, they combine money to buy tickets or they, like, do something. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like... it's this whole thing that I never really experienced because I was in like more of like the AIM, like AOL chat log kind of thing. You had to have someone's username to like talk to them. Mm-hmm. I never really grew up with like Twitter being so readily available.
Right.
But I think it's a cool thing. It's weird because we're always told growing up, like, don't talk to internet strangers.
Right.
And now everyone's in like not an internet stranger anymore. We all know what everyone looks like.
Do you have YouTube friends like who are also big people?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I just like the thing about being a YouTuber is we all come together for events and stuff. So we're going to see each other.
Right.
You know, and if you click with someone, you'll see each other a lot.
So who do you like fangirl out with at those conventions?
Yeah, I really love Essie Button. Mm. You guys would love her, actually.
What is Essie Button?
Essie Button is her – actually, no. She's Estee Lalonde on YouTube now. Mm. So she's just – she's, like, adorable, and she's a Canadian that lives in London now with her boyfriend. And she does, like, beauty videos, but now she's doing more, like, short film-type things, which I think is good because she kind of breaks the barrier of women on YouTube because you're either, like, a comedian on YouTube if you're a woman or you do beauty videos. There's not really, like, an in-between.
Right.
So it's nice to see her do something, like, short filmy, like, a little bit more creative. She's fantastic. Jen M., Soothing Sista on Twitter, both of those girls. Stephanie is Soothing Sista, the one who told me about the face masks.
What is Soothing Sista all about?
She does some really cool stuff. She does a lot of like more Asian beauty tutorials and things like that. But she also does really, really cool kind of like, I don't want to say streetwear, but she'll like get a jeweled tooth and talk about it. Or she'll wear like really cool grungy stuff. She lives in downtown LA, so she's got like some really cool grungy like.
Is she Asian?
Yes.
Okay,
she
thank
is.
God.
Wait.
Well, I don't want to take like a Korean mask recommend from someone who may not know what she's talking about.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're
saying.
Sorry. Yeah. No, accurate.
Just to be.
She needs to know what she's talking about. Yep. No, I think she went to Korea actually and found out about this.
Great.
She like legitimately went to, you know, South Korea, not North Korea. I should probably specify that. She wouldn't be back.
I think we assumed.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing that any fan has ever said to you or done for you or around you?
That's tough because they kind of outmatch each other every time we go to an event. So it becomes like this torrential tidal wave of like weird stuff happening, but also like really good stuff. It's not like it's, you know.
So negative. What's something?
We've had people. Okay. So Will's my boyfriend. He also is a YouTuber. We did a meetup together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And every single time someone came up to us to ask for a picture, it was either, can I hug Will while you look mad at me? Can I hug you while Will looks mad at me? Or can both of you kiss me?
Okay.
Those were the three things that we heard the entire time. And we had to start putting a ban on the kissing because I swear to God, I was going to get like, I was going to get something and I was going to give something to everyone there. So I was like, nope, we're done with this.
Yeah.
I think we told our like helper 10 different times, like, don't don't let them kiss us, please.
Why are they so thirsty for you?
I don't know. I think it was more my boyfriend than me because he's like a cute, tall British dude.
He's very internet.
Yeah. So
he's very internet.
Well, I would have been obsessed with him when I was little. I'm still obsessed with him, but you know, relationships. But yeah, so that's kind of one thing. We also get a lot of really sweet, heartfelt stuff too, though. Like we'll get, I have this notebook that I kept from VidCon, and it's just, she wrote a bunch of notes in the front of like, kind of like daily things that were irritating her. And then she wrote like little things that either she learned from my videos or like she heard from my tweets or something like that that made her feel better
about it.
Yeah. And I was just like, I don't understand because I don't think of myself as a person to give any kind of advice to anyone.
You've given us some advice.
Aww.
It's true.
You know.
But you're making a difference in everyone's life.
What can I say? Placenta masks. but, you know, it was just weird seeing that. And there was a reason why I kept it because I was like, wow, it's just awesome to see that. It's motivating.
Totally.
It just makes you want to be a better person. I don't know. It was interesting. So I have that.
Well, we are going to have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to see, not only do we have a fantastic game for you, but
I love games.
I want to see if you know about this new app that's getting weird buzz called People.
Ooh, People.
We'll
Vague.
Be right back. OMFG! Welcome back. We're here with Arden Rose.
That's me.
Great name. Aww. Beautiful name. Is that real?
Yeah. that's my fake name.
That's such a great name.
No, that's a thing, though. People have names.
People change their names all the time.
Yeah, no, it's Arden Rose. Well, my last name's actually Ricks, but my middle name's Rose. Yeah, so I cut off that end part, because who needs that?
Nobody.
I like that it's Arden Rose Ricks, though.
Like a pirate. Yeah, I used to say that all the time when I was little, and I thought I was real clever.
It's
cute. Your parents knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I think they did, although all my family's named really weird things, though.
Like hippie style?
Not really. Well, I don't really know, because I think my parents were hipsters when they were younger, but they're also, like, really conservative, so I don't really know how that works out.
Yeah.
But Avery, Jet, Sam, and Harper, those are my three siblings.
Yeah, great names.
Yeah, I guess if they're male or female, you'll never figure it out. Because those are very, like, ambiguous, androgynous names.
That's true.
Yep.
Harper is a girl.
Definitely a girl.
Girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
I mean, I didn't know.
It's hard because there are Harpers that are boys that were in my grade. So, yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot to be a Harper boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you got to have that masculinity on lockdown.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. People. This is a new app that's been like, I don't know. I've just seen like a flurry of articles about it where it's basically a Yelp where you can rate human beings.
So fucking
And
it's about time, though.
Do you know of this?
It's about time
because I got some things to say.
Got some ratings to give.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I will be rating people.
No way.
Yes, I
How
will.
How does it work,
I don't
though?
Rate anything in life, but I'll be rating some people. Sam, look alive.
You're going to get rated.
No, but you know.
How does it work, though?
I don't know.
Do you
I think
submit
it's pure
your
evil.
Name? Yeah, do you submit your name, or is it someone else creates a profile? Like, think about celebrities. Like, does Britney Spears have her own profile, or is it someone
made a
profile?
Someone's going to make a profile.
Yeah,
for her,
it'd probably
for her.
Be, like, a face, a picture, and or a cartoon etching of someone with their name and probably age. And then underneath, people would be saying, you know, I mean, I'm assuming, and they would say, you know, Arden is the best. She's taught me so much. And then someone's going to be like, I served Arden a cappuccino and she didn't smile at me.
So she fucking sucks.
Right.
I don't want her to burn in hell.
So to be
I've
like that.
Before. Yeah.
Really?
Good.
Oh, right. Because you get this anyway.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, even if this is a thing. Okay. As horrible
You've
as
been
this
there.
Sounds. Yeah. Well, as horrible as it sounds, at least regular people know how it feels now. I say regular people, not like looking down on people, but like
people who are not posting everything on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now you know how it feels to have anonymous people be like,
you
fucking
what?
Suck.
That's actually, in this age of people just mouthing off, here's the thing.
Yep.
I feel like I have always used my government name if I've ever said anything on the internet. I say Deanna Raphael. And I think if you were confident to say something and you put your government in there, that would change a lot of how people speak on and write things
oh,
and all
sure.
of that.
Oh, for sure.
You know? Like Bieber lover 185.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. put your damn name out there yep. and yep. stand behind you if you have something to say.
Yep.
And so you're right. Maybe this will change people. They will get a hit of what it feels like. And maybe possibly it won't. It will lead to a less aggro internet situation.
Because yeah. Bieber lover 105 is going to get raided.
It hurt me deeply, and I want
if you
her
could
to get
like
raided.
Not really call out Emily's handle.
I'm so sorry, Emily. I knew
like,
it was
it's
you.
It's like a
damn
little
it.
Weird, you know, when
you
she's right
trapped
here.
Me.
Oh man,
no,
can't believe it.
That's so weird, Busted. Though. Is it out now already? Can you already download it?
No, I don't know, but I hope it just like. They go to like release it to the world and it just explodes into the ether and disappears.
Oh, it's coming,
that.
Girl. I can
I like
feel
that
it.
Bad idea. Yeah.
Like a cloud of nothing.
So, is this going to be like the new Facebook then? Is this going to be like something where people can talk back and forth, or is it going to be something?
I think it's like Yelp for humans.
That's so fucked up. Sounds like prostitution.
Yeah, I don't
but
like
does
it.
Yelp do prostitution anyway?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
That would be a good category.
Actually, that would be something I could get behind.
I
like
could
if
see
you're
going
to spring for something like that.
Spring.
yeah.
You might as well.
Yeah, there
have
has to be
review.
An app for that. Although it's not legal in most states, huh?
Right.
No. Oh, okay. Well, ooh, I retract all those statements I made.
Maybe it exists on like the, what's the dark web called? Like,
ooh, the deep web.
Yeah, the deep web.
Alert. I've
the
never
Silk
heard
Road.
Of the deep web. Mm. What's the deep web?
The Silk oh Road. My gosh. That's something. Okay. This is, I only know about this because even though I didn't go to college, my ex-boyfriend went to college. And so I used to go like visit.
You're like, I know somebody who went to college.
I know someone who of those children that went to college.
campus.
I'm on campus with a backpack. But no, I used to visit and he had a friend who was like that sketchy friend who like obviously had like probably a giant like pouch of shrooms in his closet at all
the
times.
Ready.
Yeah, at all times for all those moments
what's,
when you need.
What's wrong with that person?
The package. I don't know, Emily. I'm not trying to judge you on your lifestyle. But he used to browse the deep web and like the Silk Road.
How do
constantly.
You get to it?
I don't know.
Deepweb.com.
I think you have to like download like
a proxy.
An app. Like, yes.
Yeah. You have to go through something.
You have
it's
to
very,
go through a very dark hole.
A deep web, if you will.
And that's where you get all the bad shit.
Yep.
Like that's where ritual. you can get organs.
Oh yeah, you can get organs probably. I've been on like because he was on it one time and he was just scrolling kind of through. It looks very. It's creepy looking.
You saw the deep web?
I saw into the
what
deep web.
What did it look like?
I think,
is it all very, like, clinical? Like
yeah. It looks kind of – it looks like – they're not trying to make it aesthetically pleasing,
right.
if that makes sense. It's very sketchy looking. It's like if you went to the black market in real life. It's like the black market online.
Oh, my God.
But most of it was just drugs. Some of it was guns. It didn't seem like it was, like, that much stuff. Although, if you search, if you tried to find something, they have some really sketch stuff.
I hate the deep web.
It's scary. It's just, it's the underbelly of society on the internet. But yeah.
You know, this is the saddest thing. I'm going to admit this right now.
Go
and
ahead.
Then we're going to play our game.
Get it.
Oh. But I was like, oh, you know, because you know how, like, so insane of us.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
You know how, like, if you have stomach issues, you can get, like, a poop transplant?
Yeah.
It's like, I wonder if there's, like, underground poop being sold for poop transplants. I'm just
first of all, I don't know that you can get a poop transplant.
No. You can because my brother-in-law
did. What does that mean?
No, that's a thing.
You did it?
My brother-in-law did that. Yeah, well, he had to do it for his mom. If you strip your stomach of all the natural bacteria that it has and, like, your intestines, if you strip it all out,
okay.
then you can't digest things properly. Because a large part of our digestion is naturally grown
it's
bacteria.
Just the bacteria down there. And if you don't have it, you're screwed.
You're fucked.
Do you have it?
Everyone
this isn't about me.
You know, just take some probiotics. But
right.
If you so like this is I'm so sorry, Marsha. Marsha is the person that this happened to. Marsha took some medication that she shouldn't have taken, and it stripped her stomach.
Stripped her.
Oh my God!
And so you have to get like a transplant to make sure that you have a healthy bacteria.
Somebody put new poop.
They just basically take someone else's bacteria from their poop and plant it in your intestines.
Intestines, indeed.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
60 feet of intestines.
Of intestines. I wonder, though, that makes sense. Is there black market poop?
Thank you. If we could get to the bottom of this, if anybody knows, please tweet at us.
But don't tweet us links, please.
Yeah, no links.
No links.
I don't
want
a portal hole. I just want to know if there's poop on the market.
Yep, that's it.
And here's the thing. My poop is, if there's a... a need? Cost involved, oh. or if I would
oh,
get paid.
It's like plasma, but
mine's
just
available.
Your shit.
Okay, yeah, yeah, mine is available okay. for purchase.
Do you poop frequently?
Oh, yeah.
Solid,
I'm great.
Normal poops?
No
Do you have
problem.
To wipe afterwards? It comes away clean?
I mean, sometimes.
Look, you're the dream.
I'm an animal.
You know. You're
yeah,
the dream.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we were discussing cutoff ages.
Cutoff ages.
Yes.
What does that
when
mean?
When are you too old to do blank?
Like so cutoff ages for cutoffs.
Ooh, that's such a good point, which I would say 18.
Oh. Oh.
Whoops.
For cutoff, cutoffs.
Purging the closet this weekend.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
I'm saying like
daisy butt cheeks hanging out.
Yeah.
But that should just not
never,
exist.
Never. But, yeah. No. Yeah.
Okay. So how about like the color in the hair?
Oh, no. See, like, I'm 20 and I want to do that. So I'm going to say.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say 40.
Okay.
Whatever. 40.
You know, fuck it.
So 40. When you, did you see Kelly Ripa with color
she
in her hair?
It. No, did she do it?
She did. She's done it a couple times. She did pink.
Did it look good?
Well, here's the thing. She's adorable.
Yeah, she's
and
adorable.
So she looked cute.
Yeah.
The look was cute, but I sort of was like, what are you trying to get done right now? I was concerned
yeah.
for her.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel nervous for you right now.
Well,
do you know?
Yeah.
Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, that you are needing to put such a young trend on.
Yeah. What color was it?
Yeah, there is. I mean, she's adorable, you know.
How old is she?
She's 45.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it, though. I like the way this looks.
Yeah, I understand.
I like the way this looks. However, I do agree with you because it feels sometimes when someone a little bit older does do a hair trend like that, it feels a little bit. Britney Spears 2008. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, what's happening?
What's happening?
Are you
what's
okay?
Happening?
Are you
well?
How are we feeling?
How are we feeling?
How are your therapy sessions going?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Although I think that is adorable.
Yes.
I do like
and
her
if
hair.
You're like a hippie, grungy older lady, you also have the right.
Yeah.
Do you know
do
what I'm saying?
The fuck
then
you
gotta do you
yeah,
and do you.
It's
and if
fine.
You're like in working with your hands and being weird in
yeah.
like a tree, like
yeah.
you should also
yeah.
be able to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Although she's like on prime time.
Right.
You know
right,
what
exactly.
I mean? So it's like a little different. Yeah, I see where you're coming from, though. I like that. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to breeze through just a couple more.
Great. Okay.
And then we want to hear some of your things that you think should never be.
Mm-hmm.
Overalls.
Oh, God. See, that's funny because I feel like my grandmother wears them so like 75 until death.
Until death do we part.
Yeah.
Face piercings.
Ooh. Like 30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So if you're 30, you got to pull them out.
Get them
at
out.
At 31.
Get them out. No. Mm-hmm.
Crop tops.
Oh.
You're wearing a crop top right now.
I am wearing a crop top. Oh, my God, I am.
Mm-hmm. It's
a
with fringe.
With fringe, which makes me very young. 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
To shop at Urban Outfitters.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, that's a toughie. 35. Respect yourself, you know?
Have a little respect.
Yeah.
Have a little respect.
Yeah.
And last one, you pick one.
Feather earrings.
Mm. Oh, God. Oh, God. I want to set all feather earrings on fire. Like 20.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm just
okay
not
that,
a
Emily?
Fan of feather okay. earrings because, like, I wore them when I was 16. So
right.
that's what I expect the standard to be.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, we learned.
You know, you live and you learn.
All right, Arden, give us a couple things that you're just what. Tell us your youthy ways.
Okay, so I prepped this a little bit.
Okay, mm-hmm.
just so you know.
Great, we love prep.
But
thank
want,
you.
Yeah, no problem. I wanted to talk about things that like I think are not going to come back.
Okay.
Key example: feather earrings. Don't come back, please.
Don't come back.
Don't
okay.
come back. Fly away. Fly away on your stolen wings. Another thing: have you guys seen those hoverboards?
Yeah,
we have.
Oh, yeah. We
got
we tried
on
one. Yeah.
Now, I'll say it. I never learned exactly how to ride one. Is that what you would say? Is that the adjective?
Yeah, they're horrifying.
Ride? They're horrible. And also, did you know they recently got banned in airports?
Good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, though, I say that maliciously, but my best friend, Andrea, who's also a YouTuber, she travels back to Indiana because that's where she's from. And she rode on them in the airport. And she said it was the best because, like, you get to terminals really fast.
That.
Whatever. You're out. But when she got home, she had her thing, and then they changed the law. They changed
oh.
the rule. So when she was going to go back, they were like, you got to throw away your hoverboard.
Well, she can hold it.
Yeah, she can hold
she
it.
She can bring it on.
But that thing's fucking heavy.
Yeah,
it is.
It's
yeah.
not fun. You don't want. It's like carrying a dog. Like,
that's
you don't
true.
Want to carry that thing around.
Like a medium-sized dog.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that needs to die and
okay.
not be a thing.
Great.
Because I'm
done.
Really sick of seeing, like, dumb-looking white boys down the street.
Yeah.
Like,
I recently saw one guy, a 30-something-year-old, on one
oh, no.
with a bunch of businessmen around him all having a conversation. They were on foot and he was on it and they're all talking. And I was like, I really cannot and I won't.
No.
You know?
No, I do not support.
Can't.
No. That's terrible.
Terrible.
Okay, well, another one that I don't know how you guys feel about this. Okay, this is a nail trend that I'm kind of sick of. And it's thick acrylic nails. Mm. I'm just sick of it.
Yeah,
like, I'll say it. I'm yeah. just.
You just said it.
I said it, you know? Yeah. And like, here's the thing. I get it, Kylie Jenner. Like, they look good on you, I guess.
Fine, sure.
Whatever. But, like, how do you wipe your ass? Tell me.
Right.
Give me the exact step-by-step, because I would puncture my asshole.
Yeah, totally.
Like, rupture it.
Well, and yeah. you probably have to, like, clip the paper with your claws.
No.
Not
no.
hygienic.
No. And it sets an unrealistic standard for my nails, which right. I also don't approve of.
Right.
Because I don't want to feel like I have sad nails because someone else just glued on artificial
crap.
Things.
Yeah. Sure. Get it out of here.
Get it out of here. It needs to stop. Another one is, this one's like obviously going to be a little bit more controversial, but
okay.
Have you guys heard of SJWs, Social Justice Warriors?
No.
So this is a thing online that's been around for a little while, but it's the idea that if someone does something that's not PC or does something bad on the internet, you are okay to just destroy them. Like,
oh my God.
Like mob mentality.
So yeah. it's like citizen's arrest.
Yeah. Well, there was okay. this whole book that was written about how the internet has created the 21st century version of mob mentality. So if
yeah,
someone does something
right.
wrong.
That's 100% what's happening.
Yeah. Our pitchforks and our torches mm-hmm. are
ridiculous.
Just our keyboard. Like
yep.
we can just go and just nail someone for something.
Well, horrible. Hopefully this People app. We'll yeah. put a kind of
it
maybe,
sounds like the start of it, quite honestly.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
But it's this whole thing where people think they're liable to do that. In fact, South Park made an episode about it in regards to Caitlyn Jenner, because they were saying, like, obviously there are people who didn't agree with that choice, which is not okay. You should be okay with whatever anyone else wants to do. But that they were getting, like, death threats and getting, like, homemade bombs into their house, like crazy shit, just for disagreeing with someone's,
yeah,
you know,
right.
which isn't right. They shouldn't disagree with them. But at the same time, is it worth?
Where you live in America.
Yeah, where there's freedom of
everybody
speech.
Everybody should
yeah.
be able to speak.
Yeah.
We're losing it.
Yeah.
And I think on that, we should wrap up.
Oh,
look
okay.
at that.
Wonderful.
We wrapped up on
yeah.
a political
Let's
note.
Wrap
I love
up
it.
On, you know, we have to be aware of our freedoms because mm-hmm. we are losing them.
Mm-hmm.
We are losing them.
Amen.
There you go.
Arden, tell people where they can find you.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter, ArdenRose1860,
okay.
Instagram, ArDenRose1860, or YouTube, which is just Arden Rose.
Subscribe, everybody. She's a goddamn delight.
Sometimes. Not always in the morning. It's been a good morning.
It's been a great morning.
Yeah.
You've made it great.
You guys. It's
yeah.
okay.
Super
Plus
fun.
That muffin sitting next to me is just really making me happy.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
OMFG! Arden Rose.
How do you do?
What a delightful little thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I say that every time, but I really mean it.
This time.
This time it's real. she really has her stuff together.
Yeah, no, she was fun. And, you know, she's been on the internet. She is someone we can look to.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we have her as a resource going forward. I will be getting Korean sheet masks.
Yeah, that's all
today.
I really want to talk about, actually.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing we really need.
Like, I need that snail essence all over my face.
I found it already on the internet.
It's
on the regular web. It's not on the dark web.
Great.
So, or the deep web.
I hate
so
the deep web.
That's good news.
That's
so
news.
I think what's going to need to happen is we're going to have to order them and get them and do them together.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
We'll
I'm glad we've decided
it.
This. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We are OMFG at OMFG Pod. I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I'm Deanna Raphael at Deanna Raphael.
And we love you.
And shout out to Josh Bentley at Josh Bentley, who said, "It's National Podcast Day, and as you all know, I'm a podhead. Listen to these." And he gave us a nice big shout out along with Comedy Bang Bang, Cashing In with TJ, and Spontanean Nation. So thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Thanks for being you. My eyes become loud and the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby, I can bring you to a
Hey, it's Sean Clements from Hollywood Handbook, and that's an Earwolf podcast. And it's come to my attention that Earwolf and Howl has been doing a nefarious activity where they are sneaking clips from other shows into the end of podcasts. And it happened on ours, and I thought it was morally questionable at best, and we would never do that to you, try to trick us into listening to our podcast. So this is just me making an announcement to you, a listener of a different show, that we will never, ever try to sneak a clip of our show into the end of another show, because frankly, it's disgusting to me. And I hope that they do not attach a clip of my show that they feel would be a highlight and a selling point to an uninitiated listener onto the end of this message. It would defeat the entire purpose of what I'm saying, and they promised me they wouldn't. And so now what's going to happen is I'll stop talking and nothing else will play afterwards, and that's the way I want it, and that's what's good, and you're welcome for me being so righteous.
There are just so many other options for who could have done this. Some of the really tough guys out there.
Maybe someone actually tough.
Who should have been the Batman. For example, how about one of these Metallica guys?
Nothing's tougher than rocking
out
so hard.
On the drums.
It could have been, and I hate to say this, but what about Kim Jong-un?
Yes, what about Kim Jong-un?
Who's scarier and tougher? And who's rich and can afford all those gadgets?
Yes.
Hollywood Handbook.
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 This has been a Wolf Pop production. Executive produced by Paul Scheer, Adam Sachs, Chris Bannon, and Matt Gourley. For more information and content, visit wolfpop.com.